Today at the State House, lawmakers could debate a plan to loosen gun regulations in North Carolina. As Jorge Valencia reports, the Republican majority has struggled to reach a consensus for weeks as citizens from across the state have lobbied them.
The bill known as the Second Amendment Affirmation Act has gotten lots of attention from people like Josette Schmiel. She lives in Durham. She works helping people organize their homes. She owns several guns. And,
well, lately I've been doing a lot of time lobbying.
Schmiel has been spending much of her personal time sending emails, making phone calls, and knocking on doors. She says she's fighting for her right to bear arms. Why exactly?
Why would that be important to you? Do you want to walk down the street and have a criminal have a gun and your life be threatened by somebody who is not obeying by the law simply by the nature of their employment, which is criminal?
The proposed legislation would make 17 changes to the state's gun laws. Under the most controversial provision, people would no longer need a permit to buy a handgun. Supporters say that instead, licensed dealers will run the buyer's name through a national database. Opponents point out that someone buying a gun from an individual, non-licensed owner could make the purchase without any check. These opponents include people like Jenny Doyle from Raleigh.
I'm a mother of three children. I'm a former public school teacher, and I'm a human rights immigration attorney.
Like Schmiel, the gun owner from Durham, Doyle spent part of this week on advocacy. But her perspective is that she doesn't want gun laws to be diluted.
I believe that there needs to be as many restrictions and safeguards when it comes to the community having access to guns, weapons, pistols.
Lawmakers will probably spend a few more weeks debating this bill. As for the governor, he has already made it clear that he opposes eliminating pistol purchase requirements. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.